Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Mass, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be with you for the next hour, playing you all kinds of good stuff. Local bands who are playing around, other bands coming to town, new stuff, old stuff, and a little bit. I didn't have time to prepare ahead of time, so I'll just give you a brief tribute to Ginger Baker, the drummer who was the drummer for Cream, who just passed on a couple of days ago. I'll start with some local bands with shows coming up in town. First, I have State of the Union with Ring Me Up from their 2018 album Panaflex Blue. And State of the Union will be playing Thursday night at the Jungle in Somerville, Mass. It's State of the Union. That was several local bands who have shows coming up. First was State of the Union with Ring Me Up from their 2018 album Panaflex Blue. And State of the Union will be playing Thursday night at the Jungle in Somerville, Mass. in Union Square. Excuse me. After State of the Union, you heard The Liars with Don't Give It Up Now. Liars were a garage rock band led by Jeff Monoman Connolly, formed in 1979. Had several records out in the early 80s, and Don't Give It Up Now was a popular song of theirs from 1984's On Fire. And the Liars will be playing Saturday night at Sun Tiki Studios in Portland, Maine. Also on that bill is the next band you heard, Tiger Bomb, with One Thing's For Sure from their 2019 album Uproar. Tiger Bomb is an all-female garage pop and rock band from Portland, Maine. I guess this is a hometown show for them since this place is in Portland. Next, I have Unnatural Acts, a band from the punk scene way back. They Saved Hitler's Brain, which I got from the compilation Mass Ave, the Boston Scene, 1975 to 83. Formed in 1977, Unnatural Acts was from Dorchester, played frequently in the Boston punk scene as well as throughout the Northeast. And this song was on a four-song EP they released that year. The original band broke up in 1980, but there have been several reunions, shows, and recordings since then. And Unnatural Acts will be playing at Pins Live in Kingston, Mass. On Saturday night. So here is Unnatural Acts.
See trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them bloom
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yeah.
right. That was local favorites Bad Marriage with Electric Emerald Eyes from their brand new self-titled album. Psych, they finally got that out. Excellent band. Lots of great opportunities lately. They've been touring on a small tour opening for Tesla, and that's been going very well. And I'm really psyched to see all the opportunities they've been having. I believe they're going to be opening for LA Guns somewhere, I think in New Hampshire, in the next month or so. So really cool stuff, Bad Marriage. Before that, you heard Carissa Johnson with Deliria from her album Only Roses. Carissa Johnson will be playing at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge on Saturday night with the band you heard before her, which was the Devil's Twins. They were doing the cover of Louis Armstrong's hit What a Wonderful World from the EP America Noir Volume 1. Interesting version of that song there. And the Devil's Twins, like I said, they're going to be at Atwood's Tavern Saturday night in Cambridge, and they're going to have a special extended set, so that should be a good one. And the set started out with Unnatural Acts. They saved Hitler's brain. Yes, it was a bit of a radio edit, but no choice in that matter. And Unnatural Acts will be playing at Pins Live in Kingston, Mass on Saturday night. Now, let's see. Okay, next I have something from Mike Watt. Probably best known as a co-founder of the 80s punk rock band The Minutemen, Watt is a bass player, singer, and songwriter who's played in several other bands as well as doing solo work. Watt's going to be playing Friday night at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. His solo album, Ringspiel Tour 95, captured one night of this tour behind Watt's first solo album, Ball Hog or Tugboat, which I guess was 95, and includes many alt-rock superstars who were on the show with him, including Eddie Vedder, Dave Grohl, Evan Dando. And this song I'm going to play for you is called Against the 70s, and it's a duet of Mike Watt and Eddie Vedder.
As a child of the 70s.
Sales against the 70s. The kids of the day should defend themselves. ain't no crime. There's a rap, there's a rhyme.
Alright, I was just trying to put something on and it says no audio available, so little bit of hassle there. Okay, what did we hear? We heard Mike Watt with, what do we hear? We heard Against the 70s from his album Ringspiel Tour 95. And that was a duet with Eddie Vedder. And as I said, Mike Watt will be at Friday night at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. Looking forward to that show. I don't know what to expect. And then after that, you heard Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with High School Dropout, another song from the new album, Great Big House. Then Bad Woman Blues from War in My Mind, the brand new solo album from Beth Hart. Just came out on the 27th of September. She's done a number of albums with Joe Bonamassa as well as solo albums. And you know, it's a funny thing is, although I didn't know who she was at the time, I actually saw Beth Hart live when she's a number of years ago. I saw Jeff Beck at the Hampton Beach Casino, and he had a single with them on the tour, and it was at Beth Hart, and she was great. And then you heard a brand new song from Telemore, which is on Bandcamp. It's an alt-rock version of Robert Johnson's Kind-Hearted Woman and Crossroad Blues. Telemore is a project of Tom Hawk, one of the founding members of the classic local band The Atlantics. And I read a description saying, Telemore exists to bridge the gap between the classic rock of yesterday and the producer-driven pop of today. I believe he started this project in 2014. Let's see. I'm sure you've all heard that Ginger Baker, the drummer for Cream, and has died just a couple of days ago, I believe it was. He was 80 years old. You may have seen the movie Beware of Mr. Baker, which showed the adjective to use to describe him, but he was I'd say not an easy guy to get along with. But he's a great drummer. And it's sad to see him go. Although 80, that's pretty good. I'm surprised some of these people, surprised they last that long. But it's cool that he did. And I want to play something. I found out about this too late to be able to prepare a real tribute for today. But I figure I'll play a Cream song in any case. And interesting, I borrowed this album, and it's part of one of those box sets that come out with all these, you know, different albums of Cream albums. And the disc, there is no paperwork on the disc, and the disc does not list the songs on it. So this should be fun. We'll see what I'm going to be playing for you. I don't know what the song's going to be. So if I recognize it, I'll tell you the name of it afterwards. But in any case, this is Cream in honor of Ginger Baker. Rest in peace, Mr. Baker.
by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Let's see now, I just had to have a tribute to Ginger Baker, the drummer from Cream, who just passed away. And so that was a bit of a crapshoot because the disc did not have song titles on it. You heard Cat Squirrel, which was originally on Fresh Cream. That was a good one. And after that, you heard Joan Jett with I Love Rock and Roll. My apologies. Tony called and requested a song which I did not have, some unusual song I did not have. And then he asked for Bad Reputation. And you know what? Amazingly, don't have that here either. I saw it there, started to play it, and it didn't have any, it was no data on it, so I couldn't play it. So I hope this was okay with you, Tony. I just thought I'd do another Joan Jett song. So you had I Love Rock and Roll. Anyway, now, it's getting too close to the end of the show, and I've got to do some serious guitar time. I don't have much room here. I've got brand new Chantel McGregor with a recently released live album, Buried Alive, recorded at the live show at the Apex Theater in the Surrey town of Bury St. Edmunds. It's her first live album, and this is, what song is this? Caught Out, Chantel McGregor.
Thank you. something. Straight laced, two-faced, I can see right through you. Cause the mask don't cover up the bad things you do. Yeah, you got caught out trying to put me down. Yeah, you got caught out. I know what you're about. You're the enemy. You're the enemy. To you, maybe she can't rock like I do, or is it I don't suck up to you? Well, I don't need leather.
You just heard, sorry, I only had room for one Serious Guitar Time song today, but things got a little crazy here. You get requests and they had to throw in a little bit of a tribute and such. So anyway, you heard Chantel McGregor with Caught Out from her new album, Buried Alive, her first live album. That was some great guitar there, so at least I gave you one little dose of it anyway. And I'm about to get out of here now, so I will see you next time. I'll be back here next week at 2 p.m. on Monday afternoon. I also have my show on WCAC at 6 p.m. Tuesday and Mark Skin Radio 10 to midnight on Thursday. So, like I said, my name is Marion Farrow. This is Rock Under the Radar, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And the next show is coming up now.